Let's continue reading Numbers chapter 12. In this chapter, we have another sin of the wilderness, the sin of criticism. Aaron and Miriam criticized Moses. Numbers chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. Then Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman, the Cushite or Ethiopian woman, whom he had married, for he had married a Cushite or Ethiopian woman. So they said, "Has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also?" And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very humble, more than all men who were on the face of the earth. Suddenly the Lord said to Moses, "Aaron and Miriam, come out, you three, to the tabernacle of meeting." So the three came out. Then the Lord came down in the pillar of cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam. And they both went forward. Then he said, "Hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. I speak with him face to face, even plainly and not in dark sayings. And he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" So the anger of the Lord was aroused against them, and he departed. And when the cloud departed from above the tabernacle, suddenly Miriam became leprous, as white as snow. Then Aaron turned toward Miriam, and there she was, a leper. So Aaron said to Moses, "Oh, my Lord, please do not lay this sin on us, in which we have done foolishly and in which we have sinned. Please do not let her be as one dead, whose flesh is half consumed when he comes out of his mother's womb." So Moses cried to the Lord, saying, "Please heal her, O God, I pray." Then the Lord said to Moses, "If her father had but spit in her face, would she not be shamed 7 days? Let her be shut out of the camp 7 days, and afterward she may be received again." So Miriam was shut out of the camp 7 days, and the people did not journey till Miriam was brought in again. And afterward the people moved from Hazeroth and camped in the wilderness of Paran. Once again, some background notes. What's the first question that comes to your mind when you read this chapter? I think I know what it is. Why did only Miriam get leprosy and not Aaron? Most likely, the answer is right here in the first part of verse 1. In the original Hebrew text, the verb spoke is feminine and it is singular. The fact that the verb used is feminine singular is a strong indication that Miriam was the instigator in this criticism of Moses. Aaron joined in, that's for sure. But Miriam probably led in this criticism of Moses. Another question that always comes up in Numbers chapter 12 concerns verse 3. Now the man Moses was very humble, more than all men who were on the face of the earth. How could Moses, the human author of the book of Numbers, write this about himself? I mean, doesn't just writing this about himself disqualify Moses from being the most humble man on the face of the earth? You know, critics of the Bible use this verse in their arguments against the Mosaic authorship of the Pentateuch. So what's the answer here anyway? There are three possible answers. Possible answer number one. Even though Moses was the human author of the book of Numbers, because of the process of inspiration, God is the ultimate author of Numbers. So God was writing this about Moses. Under inspiration, both the weaknesses and virtues of the biblical characters were written about, regardless of the human authors. Possible answer number two. Another inspired writer, maybe Joshua, may have added this verse later. There is a good possibility that Joshua also wrote the last chapter of Deuteronomy about the death of Moses. This does not affect the doctrine of inspiration. Remember, we are not talking here about later scribal additions, no. But we're talking about the completion of Holy Scripture under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Possible answer number three. In Moses' day, humility and meekness were not considered outstanding virtues as they were later. So Moses would not be exhibiting pride when he wrote that he was the most humble man on the face of the earth. It would be like me telling you that I was the shyest person on the face of the earth. That's not exactly a proud statement, is it? Well, there you have three possible answers to this question. This question that always comes up about Numbers chapter 12, verse 3. Let's move now to our doctrinal teaching points for Numbers chapter 12. Doctrinal point number one, the sin of criticism results from jealousy in the human heart. The sin of criticism results from jealousy in the human heart. Miriam and Aaron criticized Moses in two areas, his person and his position. As to his person, they criticized his marriage, verse 1. As to his position, they criticized his leadership, verse 2. Now, most likely, the Cushite or Ethiopian woman here is a second marriage for Moses after Zipporah, his first wife, died. This was not against the law because the Cushites or Ethiopians were not Canaanites. The fact that the Cushites or Ethiopians were foreigners and descendants of Ham, while Moses was a descendant of Shem, and yet God approved of this marriage and rebuked Miriam and Aaron for their criticism of this marriage, shows that God is not against interracial marriage. Did you follow the logic? Now, every marriage will be tested. And there is no doubt that most interracial marriages have additional problems that have to be worked through. But God is not against interracial marriages. We see that the real reason behind this criticism by Miriam and Aaron is jealousy. We know from Exodus chapter 15 that Miriam was a prophetess, but her position of honor has now been lowered because there are now 70 elders in Israel who have prophesied. And there is now a new number one lady in the camp, the new wife of Moses. Can you see the possibility of jealousy here? And Aaron, Moses' older brother, is no longer in the limelight as he was in Egypt when he was the spokesman for Moses before Pharaoh. So you can see some foundation here for his jealousy. Both Miriam and Aaron had great positions in the camp of Israel as prophetess and high priest, respectively. But they were jealous of Moses, and thus they criticized his person and his position. The same is true today. When we are jealous of another person, we generally try to lower them by criticizing their person or their position or both. I'm speaking to myself as well as to all of you. As to their person, we criticize their clothes or their mannerisms or their hair or their teeth, or their weight, or their character, or their spouse, or their children, and on we could go. As to their position, we generally criticize their authority, or their importance, or their effectiveness. In some way, we try to bring them down. Why? Because there is a good chance that we are jealous. When you are about to criticize another person, stop and examine your own heart. Usually when the leaf of criticism is in your mouth, the branch of jealousy is in your heart. The sin of criticism results from jealousy in the human heart. Doctrine point number two. The sin of criticism results in the delay of God's people. The sin of criticism results in the delay of God's people. Miriam and Aaron were sternly reprimanded by the Lord for their criticism of Moses. And notice that Moses did not have to defend himself. God defended him. What a lesson for us. Romans 12:19, never take your own revenge. Look once again here at verses 6 through 8. We see here that Moses had a very unique relationship with the Lord. It could be that the Lord even spoke to Moses in Hebrew. It would appear that Miriam's case of leprosy was quite severe in view of Aaron's comment in verse 12. Please do not let her be as one dead whose flesh is half consumed when he comes out of his mother's womb. Now let me ask you, would you pray like Moses did in verse 13 for those who criticize you? So Moses cried out to the Lord saying, please heal her, O God, I pray. Would you pray as Moses did here in verse 13 for those who criticize you? You know, I'd probably sit back and let God bring on the judgment. At least I'd secretly gloat a little bit, right? But Moses was so gracious in his character. What an example. In verse 14, we read, then the Lord said to Moses, if her father had but spit in her face, would she not be shamed 7 days? Let her be shut out of the camp 7 days, and afterward she may be received again. The Lord's point here was that if an earthly father rebuked open rebellion in such a way, how much more was God justified in shutting Miriam out of the camp for her criticism of God's authority? Now look at verse 9. So the anger of the Lord was aroused against them, and he departed. And verse 15. So Miriam was shut out of the camp 7 days, and the people did not journey till Miriam was brought in again. You see the spiritual lesson? The Lord departed from the midst of his people, and the people were delayed from moving forward. Even though Aaron acknowledged that he and Miriam had sinned, and God answered Moses' prayer and healed Miriam, still there were consequences to the sin of criticism. And the same is true today. When you criticize other believers in the family, the presence of the Lord departs in some way, and the spiritual progress of your church or fellowship or ministry is delayed in some way. The sin of criticism results in the delay of God's people. Practical application. Remember, the Lord hears what you don't want him to hear. Remember, the Lord hears what you don't want him to hear. Notice the words at the end of verse 2. And the Lord heard it. Heard what? He heard their criticism. And the Lord hears our criticisms as well. Now, someone will ask at this point, is there no place for constructive criticism? Yes, there is. But too often, we excuse our destructive criticism by saying it's constructive criticism, right? We do it all the time. Listen. If you feel you have something constructive to say to a person, don't share it in gossip, but go to that person one-on-one and share it with them personally and not with everyone else. And before we go, we should follow the principle that our Lord gave in Matthew chapter 7 about finding fault with others. Matthew 7 verse 5, hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. So let's be careful about this sin of the wilderness that is so easy to commit, the sin of criticism. Remember, the Lord hears what you don't want him to hear.